Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
I am Damien Vale. And not all monsters are hidden in the shadows. Some wear a friendly smile, their darkness concealed beneath a mask of kindness. Charles Terry was one of those monsters. Tonight on Among Monsters, we journey into the chilling and tragic story of Charles Terry, a man whose friendly demeanor concealed a twisted soul and whose crimes brought terror to the streets of the Pacific Northwest. Our story begins in the 1930s in Maine, where Charles Terry was born. His childhood was a tale of hardship and rejection, a troubled home marked by a violent, abusive father and a distant, neglectful mother. Young Charles grew up feeling powerless, and in that void, darkness began to take root. As a young man, Terry drifted through life, troubled, angry, and drawn to violence. He struggled to maintain jobs, his temper often costing him employment. But beneath his struggles was a hunger, an obsession with control, with dominance over others. By the 1960s, Terry had moved to the Pacific Northwest. A drifter by nature, he roamed the streets of cities like Seattle and Portland. But his need for control, his rage, could not be contained. Women began to disappear, vulnerable women, often those struggling to survive. Those who trusted his friendly smile found only horror. Terry's method was brutal. He lured his victims with charm, only to reveal a side of unimaginable cruelty. Strangulation became his signature, a final act of dominance over his victims. One of his victims, Mary Tall Madge, was a waitress trying to escape the suffocating grip of poverty. She laughed with customers, shared dreams of a better life. But on a cold night, her path crossed with Terry's. His smile seemed kind, a comforting stranger. But beneath that smile lay cruelty. As darkness closed in, Mary's dreams were extinguished, her cries swallowed by the night. But even the most cunning predators leave traces. In 1963, the body of a young woman was discovered, strangled, abandoned in a lonely alley. Then another, and another. Police were left grasping at shadows, the city gripped by fear. But Terry's arrogance became his undoing. A survivor, bruised but alive, came forward. Her courage led police to Charles Terry, and his monstrous facade crumbled. Detectives pieced together a haunting pattern. Terry targeted women who were alone, struggling, those who might trust a friendly face. His charm was his weapon, his rage the blade that struck without mercy. Police discovered a twisted collection, trophies, personal belongings stolen from his victims, each item a silent testament to his cruelty. In court, Terry's cold demeanor chilled the room. Families of the victims wept, their grief a haunting echo in the courtroom. But Terry showed no remorse, his gaze empty, his face a mask of apathy. The prosecution painted a picture of a predator who walked among them, a man who wore kindness like a cloak, concealing a monstrous hunger for control. But the survivors' voices were powerful. Women who had endured his cruelty stood before him, their courage alight against his darkness.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Sentenced to life in prison, Terry remained defiant, a predator whose darkness never faded. Behind bars, Terry's manipulative nature persisted. Guards spoke of his cold, calculating gaze, his attempts to manipulate weaker inmates. But even within those walls, his reputation followed him. But for the families of his victims, there was no true justice. Memories of their lost loved ones were scars that never healed. Mary Talmadge was just one of many, her laughter, her dreams, extinguished. Another, Grace Holloway, an aspiring artist whose vibrant sketches were all that remained of a stolen future. But there were others, women whose names are forgotten, whose lives ended in the darkness of Terry's cruelty. Charles Terry died in prison in 1981, but his name remains a shadow over the streets he once stalked. I am Damien Vale, and some monsters wear a smile. Others hide in the darkness. But in the end, all leave scars. This has been Among Monsters. Thank you for joining me, Damien Vale. Until next time, stay vigilant. And remember, the darkness is always closer than you think.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.